sitting here trying to think of what to say to you today, and in the process, I lost 2 hours. OMG, right? How much time are you losing overthinking what to say and what to do and a million other things overwhelming you? In the spirit of Sicily support, I want to share with you a few messages that I received. Number one, my client June said to work on everyday courage. Doing small things that scare you each day can guide you towards those bigger desired results. Number two, highly respected girl boss CC said, stop asking if it will work and give it a try. Take all this time you spend thinking about a thing and make the time towards actually working towards it. Number three, world-renowned poet Maya Angelou once said, nothing will work unless you do, so plan to do something today that your future self will thank you for. And number four, Alashonda Henry, aka Sis Sense, I'm essentially saying to you that it will work out if you keep working. Use a little everyday courage to say something, do something, and be somewhere that matters to you. Everyday courage. So this was such a powerful message from one of my clients, June Allen. She shared on her platform today, and she talked about how we've got to do little things every day that scare us. Sometimes it could be as simple as confronting, having a hard conversation with somebody you know personally, or doing something like returning something and being afraid of what will they think when I return that thing. There are just so many little things that we need to do every single day that we ignore, that if we would be proactive about doing every single one of those little things and stepping into our courage each day in a big way, those small little things create big, amazing ripples, powerful results that you could never imagine. It's funny because right now I'm working on what I call my Stop Procrastinating 28-Day Challenge, and a lot of the ladies in my circle are participating in that over at sissense.com/SPC, as far as that standing for SPC, Stop Procrastinating. So I thought this was such a divine right time message, because in that conversation, there are different types of personality personas that I talk about. One of them is In Control Nicole, and there are different types of personas which reflect different people who procrastinate for different reasons. In Control Nicole is essentially a perfectionist, and she tends to delay and procrastinate because she needs to be in control of every little aspect of every little thing before she can hit the launch button and go. And because of that, sometimes she doesn't do things because they're not quite perfect yet. And what's interesting about this conversation, I so hope that you have an opportunity to watch the short video. I think it's like 10 minutes that June talked about this conversation around everyday courage. She said, you know what? You've got to be in a space where you realize you can't control everything. And every day, this is what she said, I can't control everything. And every day I have to hand over my day to my higher power, because I'm connected to a higher power that's greater than me. You can, to a certain degree, you can take a certain amount of action. And that's important. You've got to be proactive. But you've then got to hand over the rest of it to your higher power. Hand that over to your higher self, your ancestors, to the universe, because courage is in the action, not in the result. I think this is so important, because sometimes you've got to understand it's the little things that you do. And it isn't necessarily that, you know, everything that you do is going to result in the right result, the perfect result, you know, getting it right or having it work the first time. But the action of doing is courage. The action of doing all that you can do and then surrendering up the rest to your higher power is courage. One of my favorite videos that I talk about and I preach on and pray on and love on and teach on and tell everybody about is from one of Oprah Winfrey's masterclass sessions, and she talks about surrender. YouTube it, Google it. Oprah Winfrey Surrender Masterclass. And in that, she says, you know, once you've done everything that you could possibly do, surrender, give it up to God. This for me is in line with what you need to do to stop wasting time and start seeing progress. Bring in that everyday courage, right? June shares a fabulous book that she's reading right now as part of her message, as part of the June, by the way, her website is juneallen.net, and she talks about being in a space where you can reclaim your blackness and racial wellness and sobriety and being confident, being your own personal sacred sister, you know, tapping into your personal sister superpowers, all of that amazingness she speaks on. And I loved her message for today, because in a big way, I felt like I was just sometimes in that moment, sitting there trying to overthink, trying to find the right words, the right process, the right product, the right project. And sometimes we overthink a thing to the point where we've got all this anxiety and we do nothing, right? You're overthinking, overwhelming, overspending, and underperforming, which is why the little thing of everyday courage, doing something small that's going to make a big difference, is so important. And when I touch on this conversation around procrastination, and hopefully you have an opportunity to participate in my Stop Procrastinating 28-Day Challenge while it's still available at citizens.com/SPC, hopefully in that experience, you understand that every single day you are creating for yourself healthy habits that help you stop the procrastination process and work towards becoming a productivity pro. For me, every little thing that you do allows you to work towards your desired success. We all have different varying levels of success. What you want is different from what I want, but what matters most is what you want. And in order to get what you want every single day, you've got to have the courage to do little things that help you chip away at that anxiety and that fear. That anxiety and that fear that tells you not today. Maybe tomorrow. And then tomorrow turns into two days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, all of your life filled with regret. So everyday courage is a powerful message when it comes to being in a space where you stop wasting time and you start seeing progress. As I mentioned before, I certainly would love for you to participate in the Stop Procrastinating Challenge. At the very least, make sure that you connect with June, her website again, juneallen.net. Go watch that Oprah video on surrender. And do what you need to do to tap into the everyday courage part of you, right? That courageous girl inside of you that's going to motivate you and push you towards your higher success. Be afraid and do it anyway. So I'm a visual girl. I'm going to share a story with you about what's happening right now in my world. I'm working on my Girl Boss Weekend workshop, which is happening in a couple of days, the last one that I'm doing for a long time. But there were a few things that I had to do. And in sharing what I had to power through and do, I want to share with you the statement, be afraid and do it anyway. Be afraid and do it anyway. So fear. Number one, I had to adjust the workshop slightly, and I was really scared about that because I had to check in. I had to check in with the event coordinator at the hotel, and I kind of felt a little bit embarrassed about something that I had to tweak and update. And I had to ask her a question. And, you know, one of my big things is always get your ask in gear. You know, don't ask, as one of my friends used to say, closed mouths don't get fed, right? If you don't ask, you don't receive. And so I did ask, it did work towards my benefit, but I was super afraid to do that. I, you know, sometimes going back, you know, you present yourself in a certain way as this kind of person or this kind of boss or this kind of business, and having to change things or go back, or what will they think of me in that process? Be afraid and do it anyway. You know, again, if you close your mouth, you don't get fed. And so being in a space where I could modify, adjust, and work in a way that worked for me was so important, because I felt anxiety. I felt like things needed to change. I found a solution, but I was afraid to do the solution because what would she think of me, the event coordinator? She said, I got you. This is what we're going to do. Does this work for you? I said, thank you. And we kept it moving. Be afraid, do it anyway. So a few ladies said to me, man, I really want to be there. And I'm so excited about it, like weeks ago. And I said, you know what? One of the things I love to do is to check in with people who expressed interest in what I do. But there was some anxiety there. You know, I don't want to bother this person, or I don't want this person to come back and say, well, they can't come. And then that's going to make me feel bad. So why even bother? Because they're not going to come, and da, da, da. Here's the reality of the situation. Be afraid and do it anyway. Be afraid and do it anyway. And guess what? In the process of sending out personalized messages, in the process of updating the website, in the process of creating videos, ladies said, oh man, I'm so glad that you kept checking in with me, girl, because I'm coming. I'm there. Be afraid and do it anyway. By the way, if you want to learn more about the Girl Boss Weekend Workshop or join us for the next one that's coming up real soon, it's at citizens.com/Girl Boss Weekend. The reality is, at the end of the day, there are so many whispers internally and externally that are going to tell you not to do the things that you want to do. But the reality is, you have to be afraid and do it anyway, because again, that little everyday courage allows you to chip away at procrastination, do the things that you internally ultimately want to do, and trust and believe they're going to continue to follow you. Right? So you not doing the thing doesn't mean that it disappears. The desire is still going to be there. The passion is still going to be there. But where will you be if you sit there and do nothing and keep waiting and pontificating, you know, on maybe one day I'll have the courage to do, or maybe one day somebody will come to me. And when the reality is, people are waiting for you to continue or to start to step up to the plate and be brave. In being in a space where I'm brave, I show others that they can find the courage within themselves to do the same. Be afraid. Do it anyway. Okay? Stop asking if it will work and just try. This is such a powerful statement, because at the end of the day, there's so many people who are finding themselves stuck because they're afraid of failure, because they're afraid of rejection, because they're afraid. I want you to do something today. Number one, I want you to stop asking for permission. Asking for other people to validate or confirm that your thing is definitively going to work out, or your process is definitively the right process, or your project is definitively the right project. Nobody knows. The only person who really, really knows is your higher power, and all he can do is guide you so long as you have the faith to walk through the process. In my biggest heart of hearts, I want you to be successful. I want you to see progress. I want you to move forward. But you've got to want that for yourself above and beyond what anybody else wants. Stop asking for permission. Stop asking for confirmation, definitive proof that it will work out, and just try. Because guess what? What matters most is not the result. What matters most is not it working. What matters most is not perfection or getting it right on the right first try. What matters most is that you tried. One of my favorite quotes is, it's not a win or lose, it's win or learn. Doesn't matter what happens, you're going to learn. You're going to progress. You're going to be in a space where you are two steps further than where you were before, which means stop. Stop being in a space where you are too afraid to start because you don't know whether it's going to work out. One of my favorite quotes is, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. For me, it's about the power of belief. Whatever the mind can believe and conceive, it can achieve. And if you adamantly, genuinely believe it and work towards it and you try it, win or learn, you're always going to win. Now, I mentioned to you a little bit before that right now I'm working on my Stop Procrastinating Challenge. It's a 28-day experience at sissasense.com/SPC, which stands for Stop Procrastinating Challenge, right? Pretty simple. And one of the amazing ladies in the circle, AD, she's working on day 14 right now, and she shared this message inside of our group that I want to share with you. She said, day 14, the head, the heart, the hard work. Because essentially we work on three types of HWs inside of the 28-day experience. I share with you how to work through the head work, those things that you keep telling yourself, this is so hard, so I can't do it. The hard work, the things that actually make it feel hard when it comes to you doing the things you need to do, and the heart work, those things that you feel internally that tell you not today, this doesn't feel good, stop, maybe later. The head, the hard, and the heart work. And on day 14, we worked on all three, specifically for those entrepreneurial spirits, those amazing beings out there trying to get things done, but they struggle with perfectionism. So on that day, I share, by the way, inside of the challenge, it's audio-based. Every single day, I share with you some things that you can strategically do to power through procrastination, stop being a procrastinator pro, and start being a productivity pro. That being said, this is what AD said on day 14, head hard, heart work, not ready Betty.
She can't get out of the start loop. She starts, stops, starts, and stops. I finished my quote booklet on Friday as I committed to. Yay! So she's doing things as part of the process, which is pretty good. Side note. But she said, I'm not sure I really like it. Oh, dang. Am I a not ready Betty? One of the things I talked about on day 14 is, well, in every single day, I share a procrastinating pro personality. On day 14, we talked about not ready Betty and being a perfectionist where, you know, you put things out there and then you look at it and go, I don't really like it. I'm not ready to launch it, right? So she goes, I'm a little bit of all of them. Man, that would have been good. That's a lot of heads to hold on one neck. Well, wait. Let me go back. She says, when I think about the different procrastinating pro personalities, I'm a little bit of all of them. Man, that wouldn't be good because that's a lot of heads to hold onto one neck. That exhausts me even to think about it. And I'm gonna pause for a second because I kind of want to give you a little bit of perspective. It's kind of hard to be in a conversation like what's going on and you never actually did the thing. So she's talking about the fact that inside of the procrastinating pro challenge, there are all these different personalities, especially different types of perfectionists that struggle with procrastination. And she was like, you know what? I think I feel like I'm a little bit of all of these. And it's pretty challenging to have all of these heads on one neck. It's exhausting. And so one of the things I try to help people do inside of this challenge is to realize that you're exhausting yourself with ideas around perfectionism, and you don't even realize you're holding all of these negative procrastinating pro hats that are weighing you down. Now, she said, there are two things that LaShonda said that I really like. Number one, you have to phase in your greatness. And number two, things get perfect when you work through your imperfection. These are two powerful statements. I guess the only thing left for me to say is, hello, imperfection. Allow me to introduce myself. Not ready Betty is getting ready. I love this. Ah, I love it. This is why I love it. Because number one, in this space of talking to you about the fact that things will always work out. It's not so much about the result that you're trying to work towards. It's about you actually trying and getting ready and doing the work, understanding that you have to phase in your greatness. Not everything is going to come to you perfectly all at once. And you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself by trying to make things perfect and putting things off because you're not in a space where you feel like you can confidently hit the go button because you need somebody to tell you, girl, it's gonna work. Or you need to get some kind of affirmation or confirmation from God or your higher power or the universe that says, yes, 100%, it's gonna work. When the reality is that all you need to do is try. Keep working at it a little bit at a time. One of my favorite quotes, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You got to digest your goals, your larger than life visions, one piece at a time. Phase in your greatness. That's the only way. That's the only way. Okay? You got to slay the day, each day, every day, little pieces of try this, try this, try that, try again, right? Try this, try that, try this, try again. And you keep doing that till you are no longer that not ready Betty. You are that person who is completely ready to continue to try something new or to try something again. Okay? So stop trying to think about, will it work? Will it work? Will it work? Stop trying to focus on the question of will it work and just try it. Just try.
Level up. So I was listening to my hubby. Well, he was listening to this bodybuilder that he loves. And in the process, I was listening. And this amazing message came through. He said, you know what? When it comes to bodybuilding, well, I believe this applies to just about anything. It's like playing a video game. And you know, when you play a video game, you start at level one, it's the easiest level, and then you go on to level two, and then it's a little bit harder, and you go to level three, and you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. Everything that you want in life is like that.
And I say that because a lot of people feel like they get to a point where they can coast. They get to a point where everything is just supposed to be easy. Or not that they feel like that's going to be their life, but they feel like that's other people's lives. Like you're looking at other people and their perfection and where they are thinking, they have it easy, man. They've got this huge following. They've got this amazing house. They've got this great family. They've got all these things. They have it easy. When in reality, we all have to level up. And every level we go to, things get a little bit harder. There are things that are uncertain, unexpected, that are new, that are challenging. And yeah, there are some parts that we can just kind of master and coast through because we've gotten better through the one and the two and the three other thousands of levels we did before. But the reality is that there are a whole lot of new levels too that are challenging. So I'm a visual girl. I'm going to share a quick story with you. Right now, as I mentioned to you before, I'm working on my last Girl Boss Weekend workshop for a long time. Hopefully you have an opportunity to come out and hang with us. The event, the Girl Boss Weekend workshop, is an opportunity for me to help you launch like a boss, create like a boss, build it like a boss, and so much more. Now, that is a side note, but let me say this. I have an amazing circle. I've been online for several years, and I like to create intimate workshops so that you can come out and work with me and feel like you're working with me one-on-one in a really small supportive group. That being said, you know, in my head, when I launched these things, I'm like, well, you know what? You've got a decent sized group. You've been doing this for a while. You should be able to launch and easily get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 people to say, yes, I'm there. Right? That should be easy. But guess what? No, it's not. It's not. It's not easy to get the 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. It's not easy, my friend, because at every level, we got to level up. That's something I have to remind you of, but I also have to remember to remind myself of that too. Because the reality is this, when you think things should come to you just magically, when you think that you've gotten to a certain place where it just should happen, or when you think that why even bother? Because it's going to be so hard for you because looking outward, the perception of everybody else's perfection is that it's so easy for them. When you think these things, you're doing a disjustice to yourself and to the world, because the reality is that everything that we gain, we have to earn. Whether it's one person or two people or five people or 10 people saying, yes, I've got to earn those yeses. And nothing is ever going to come easily because you just simply are there and you have arrived and all the blah, blah, blah BS that you're telling yourself or falling into the hype of believing because somebody else has told you that. The reality of this situation that you're in is nothing will work unless you do. As Maya Angelou once said, I'm going to say to you, nothing will work unless you do, because every single new level that comes to you, you got to keep leveling up, boo. Right? Every new level that comes to you, you've got to level up too. There's no let me just coast. Yes, we do find ourselves in sweet spots and comfort zones. And at every single level, things that we thought used to be hard will become easier. The thing that was impossible becomes possible, right? One of my favorite quotes is everything is impossible until it's done. Yeah, there are things that I didn't believe I could possibly do and I kept chipping away at those goals. And now I can tell you, girl, that's yesterday's news. That's easy for me. But the reality is that for all of those things, there are a ton of new things that come with the new level. Never forget. Nothing will work unless you do. So continue to work and power through to your goals. Stop wasting time. Start working towards progress. That's the secret to success. Stop stopping. How many times do you start and then stop? How many times do you stop before you start? I want you to think about today. The reality of the situation is that it will work if you keep working. That's the reality. Everything happens in divine right timing, but it can't work if you don't do anything, right? So understand that it will work in divine right timing if you keep working. So I said to you,
I'm working on so many wonderful things. The Stop Procrastinating Challenge. I have my new levels of my mastermind. I have the Girl Boss Weekend Workshop. I have all these amazing things happening right now and coming soon, and things in my head that, you know, will come to me and come to you when I get there. But the reality is this. None of those things can happen, would have happened, will happen in the future without me saying, I'm going to continue to work. One of my favorite acronyms is AIMS, Am I Missing Something? At the end of the day, you'll find yourself frustrated. You'll find yourself in a space where things are not working for you as well as you would like them to, or as quickly as you would like them to. Or, you know, maybe you fell off and you went through a few things that took you off course. In order for you to get to where you want to be, you have to understand the reality. It will work if you keep working, even if it's taking a while, if it's been a while, or even if you haven't really started yet. It will work if you keep working. So I chip away at every challenge, at every obstacle, at every delay. I chip away. And how I do that is by continuing to ask myself, AIMS, am I missing something? And if I find something that I'm missing, I course correct. And if I forget something that I knew but didn't do, I go back and power through. You've got to be consistent. You've got to be consistent in your desire to keep on keeping on. Whether you get the immediate result that you want or not, you have to be committed to the process and not emotionally tied to the results. Emotionally tied in a way that you feel like if you don't get what you want today, you can't work today. It's kind of that inner child in us, that greedy child in us that wants to be okay, but doesn't want to work today because it's not working. So why bother? The reality is that your inner child has to be fed by your outer adult. And your outer adult has to realize that the reality is it will work out if you keep working. Tap into the inner child in you who wants to keep doing that thing that they want to do until they get it right. As I share this with you, I'm thinking about this beautiful image of this little girl, and she's working with her father, and she's trying to perfectly jump on a little bench, and she keeps trying and she keeps falling, and he's recording her, and maybe you've seen this video, and she keeps falling and she keeps trying and she keeps falling and she keeps trying and she keeps trying and she gets it. But she hit and she hurt and she fell and she just stumbled, and he's there and she's there and she... Listen, there's gonna be so many different parts of you that wants to give up. There's gonna be that inner child in you that's frustrated, that's like, I want what I want, and if I can't have it, forget it. Nah. Tap into that other part of you that keeps going, that keeps saying, remember that what was it? The little train, the little engine that could, I think I can. It will work out in divine right timing if you keep working. If you keep working, you want to stop wasting time, then stop sitting there, either delaying the process or telling yourself, why bother? It didn't work, or it's taking too long, or it's been a while, or I've been out of the game for .. amount of years or minutes or months. When the reality is it will work out if you keep working. Keep working. Don't take for granted that you're somewhere that you expect things to just fall into your lap. Don't take for granted that you believe that if you put the right amount of money on it, or if you do it online, it's supposed to be easier, or, you know, if you get such a sort of cosign for you, it's just going to magically fall into your lap, or whatever you believe to be true. When the reality is that nothing is going to work for you unless you do the work. So keep working. Keep working at it. Because let me tell you something, that's what us hardworking girl bosses do. We keep working until we power through to the other side. So, my challenge to you is to ultimately think about, what do you need right now? Do you need a little bit of everyday courage? Do you need to try?
Do you need to roll up your sleeves and do something today that your future self will thank you for? Do you need to keep working at it so that you can see how eventually it will work out for you in divine right timing? What do you need right now? So I know that there are some ladies in my circle who they need help with procrastination. They need help with powering through all the head work, hard work, and heart work that's preventing you from doing what you need to do. So I created the Stop Procrastinating Challenge. That one is waiting for you, literally, sissazence.com/SPC. Stop procrastinating. Join me. Join my circle. Join my ladies. Because I want to make sure that at least for 28 days, I can help you, help yourself develop healthy habits around being a productivity pro. If that's what you need right now, it's waiting for you. Stop procrastinating. Stop wasting time so you can start seeing progress. Number one. Number two, what do you need right now? Maybe you need a weekend, a mastermind unwind experience so that you can rock out. You can learn how to launch it like a boss, build it like a boss, create it like a boss, create your own digital offers, create your own social media content, or create more of it. Get questions to your answers. Be in a space with other women who are motivated and trying to do what they need to do to succeed. What do you need right now? I said to you, I'm working on the Girl Boss Weekend. It's literally happening sooner than you think. sissazence.com/Girl Boss Weekend. If you need this, if you need to be there, then be there. Join us. I've created this for you because I want you to mastermind. I want you to unwind. And I want to be in a space where I can support as many ladies in my circle as possible around strategy, fire, focus, and intention. That's what we girl bosses do. Each one teach one, and we all make it to the top. What do you need right now? What do you need right now? I needed to sit down and share this message with you because I needed somebody out there to know that I too have moments where I feel like I'm overthinking and wasting time and not seeing the things that I want to see happen as quickly as I want them to happen. And in those spaces, I need to remember to remind myself of what matters most. Who's listening? Who's working? Who's motivated to move with me so together we can move mountains? I needed to share this with you right now. I needed to hear from you what you needed right now. And in that space, create a space for us all to thrive. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. So I challenge you today to, above all things, think about what you need right now. Be the change that you seek, and in that space, inspire others to be the change that they seek too, just by watching you. To your continued success, towards progress and happiness.